This is the Go Maluku podcast.
Thank you so much, Madam Co-Facilitator. I am indeed speaking on taking the floor on behalf of Saniri Alifuru, Devon Arapapua, and Sakamisa Nusa Alifuru. And on the outset, let me first start with recommendations and next steps, and we'll conclude with our part into the Thanksgiving to everyone here as well. In terms of recommendations and next steps, we underlined the intervention made this morning by the Pacific Indigenous Women's Network. It captures the views and the principles that we deem very relevant throughout the NS participation process, and we hope that it will be taken into account integrally into the summary report of this actual workshop. In terms of timeline, we very much acknowledge the words and agree with the words that the Indigenous expert, Mr. Kenneth Deer, has shared on timeline. It is very important that that next steps are identified to ensure that this expert workshop will not be a standalone event, but that it actually contributes to a process that is robust and is progressive and it leads towards an active participation. And in that sense, we very much underline and support the intervention just made by Ms. Tiana Jakisevich on recommendations and next steps. And we also hope that these, particularly the, in terms of the member states, the recommendations towards the member states, that these are taken into account as well, in addition to the recommendations for the Human Rights Council resolution and the next steps for this process. We also reiterate the calls from Indigenous peoples to change the wording from selection mechanism to accreditation mechanism. I think that is appropriate, and we think that is appropriate, and that we hope that this will be taken into account as well. Something that we are very conscious of is and that we like to reflect on a little bit more is the use of regional consultations and a working group. We've seen this before. We don't want another 100 years to talk about NS participation. We've seen the working group on the draft declaration. We don't want 20 to 30 years to deal with the modalities of NS participation. Hence the need for clear steps, and that Indigenous peoples are not only consulted, but the next steps are being conducted in conjunction with Indigenous peoples. As has been said by the vast majority of member states here today, and the experts as well, both Indigenous peoples as well as states experts, that this process is for Indigenous peoples. And we need to keep that in mind as a collective, both from the Indigenous side as well as from the state side. Allow us to also add our thanks to, of course, the co-facilitators for 4 days of facilitating this meeting, and the experts as well, from both the Indigenous side and the state side. We know that you had a lot of other things on your plate as well, and we are very appreciative of you taking the time to provide your expertise, your time and energy for this very important expert workshop. And we also acknowledge the support from the UN Voluntary Fund, making Indigenous people's participation in this expert workshop possible. And I would say it was imperative that the Voluntary Fund is part of this discussion and allowing Indigenous peoples to participate wherever they may come from. Because there's Indigenous peoples all over the world, and if there's Indigenous people all over the world, representative institutions are also all over the world. Obviously, also like to add our thanks to the Office of High Commissioner and Human Rights for organizing this event. The Chief of Secretariat is not here, unfortunately. However, I'm very much thankful for the efforts. And a special thanks to Maria Giovanna Bianchi. This has been her side job, and we're very much appreciative of the efforts that you and your own person, but also the Office of High Commissioner, has put into making this happen. We are aware that this you will not be. This is the one-off thing, but please be rest assured, or that you're part of something historic. This expert workshop is something historic, the start of a process. Please rest assured that you're part of it. Obviously, the member states, present, not present, vocal, not vocal. Appreciation goes out to the member states as well, as this is a process for indigenous peoples to participate in the work of the Human Rights Council. You've heard it before, and it's been said by the previous Secretary General, indigenous peoples are part of the family now. Can't remember which session it was of the current forum, but it is something that we are working towards being a part of the family, and we are looking forward to open, honest, and constructive collaboration with member states, and we hope that the member states will continue being open and honest with indigenous peoples throughout the process, not just during these extra workshops, but also when we go into like the finer details of the process, that the open line of communication and the frank communication with indigenous peoples continues. And allow us to also add our gratitude and appreciation to indigenous peoples, present and not present. Indigenous peoples have come from afar to participate in this process, and it is one that goes to the very core of self-determination of many indigenous peoples. And it pursues the plights, in aspirations, particularly their collective aspirations or national aspirations, maybe even. And this is something that the indigenous people here present, but rest assured to everyone in the room, there is indigenous peoples from all over the world that are tracking this process, and there are also indigenous peoples that are maybe not in this room, however, they are participating in the process through submissions, but also providing advice and expertise to indigenous peoples and probably member states here present as well. So I will not take too much of your time, obviously. You have a summary report to write. From our end, Saniri Alifuru, Devon out of Papua, and Sakamisenus Alifuru, please take into account our recommendations on timeline next steps, and also our thanks to the work of everyone here, present and not present. Thanks so much.
That's it. That's the end of the episode. For more content, you should do two things. One, subscribe to the podcast, and two, go to linktree.ee/GoMaluku. So that's linktr.ee/GoMaluku for more content and conversations. I would really appreciate it. And that's it. Enjoy the rest of your day.